He wanted to be talked to. The work was numbing. He was bored. Hey, Rand.
What?
I'm tired.
Take a break, Rand said.
A breed of aimless wanderers can be found in California, working as masons, helpers, carpenters, parking cars. They somehow keep a certain dignity. They are surprisingly unashamed. It's one thing to know their faces will become lined, their plain talk stupid, that they will be crushed in the end by those who stayed in school, bought land, practiced law. Still, they have an infuriating power, that of condemned men. They can talk to anybody. They can speak the truth. Rand was 25 or 6. He lived with a Mexican girl, or so they said, a tall girl whose arms were covered with fine black hair. Where had he met her, Gary wondered. What had he said to her at first? It was a summer job. Gary was merely gliding through it. He would never know. For a long time afterward, though, whenever he was in the valley and saw the dust following a lone pickup on a road through the fields, the memory would come to him. An image of a yellow Mustang, the top half gone, the